Leaders in the charity sector have questioned the wisdom of a prominent youth worker who's joined Clubs Australia to fight against the government's proposed poker machine reforms. The founder of Youth Off the Streets, Father Chris Riley, has become the face of the club's campaign against the reforms, which include mandatory pre-commitment technology on poker machines. His organisation receives funding from Clubs Australia, but Chris Riley says his stance is more about standing up to Andrew Wilkie, the independent MP who's demanded these reforms in return for supporting the minority federal government. Michael Atkin reports.
Father Chris Riley has spent a lifetime helping disadvantaged people. Now he's using his profile as a social campaigner to try to bring down the federal government's gambling reforms. He signed on to Clubs Australia's multi-million dollar attack on mandatory pre-commitment. Father Riley appears on a pamphlet that will be sent today to almost 50 electorates across the eastern states. Chris Riley spoke to News Radio this morning.
I think the most important thing for me is the randomness of politics, which frustrates me that one man gets in a minority government, has this incredible power to make such a big decision against pubs and clubs, and I just don't think that's fair. I also believe that legislation never deals with human problems. We need certainly education, we need counselling, we need programs out there in the field so that people can access them, and at the moment there's not enough of those.
Father Riley's Youth Off the Streets organisation receives hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations from the gambling industry. But he says the money isn't influencing his opinion.
Maybe $300,000 each year, which in the big picture is not a lot of money. No one owns me, and I have to say that really clearly. And I've been in this fight for 15 years with random politics that just randomly go out and attack pubs and clubs. They've got to do it in a just way, and they've got to make sure they go out there as a platform rather than just letting one man exert his power.
Anti-gambling campaigner Tim Costello has criticised Chris Riley, accusing him of a conflict of interest. Reverend Bill Cruz chairs the New South Wales Church's anti-gambling task force and is a mate of Chris Riley's. He says Father Riley has taken the wrong approach.
Well, Chris Riley's my great friend, and I'm saddened by that, because I think his response to it's been misguided.
He says instead of doing mandatory pre-commitment, the government should instead focus on funding education and treatment programs. What's your reaction to that kind of statement?
Poker machine gambling is the crack cocaine of gambling. It is as addictive and as difficult as that. And in lots of ways, education programs are fine after the event because you can help people through. But before, nobody really knows what they're getting into. Education is very difficult. This is one of those issues where you actually need to stop it happening.
Do you believe this destroys his credibility, which he's built up over years of helping disadvantaged people?
I think it could, and that's my great worry because he's done so much good work. I think it could. I get amazed sometimes at how low the gambling industry will stoop to get support. I just think often they behave in a very immoral way.
The heated debate over pokie machine reform has been causing political heartache for the federal government. Clubs Australia has been targeting Labor backbenchers with so-called community forums in marginal seats in New South Wales and Queensland. The addition of Father Chris Riley to their campaign will add to that pressure. But Independent Senator Nick Xenophon has told ABC Radio Father Riley's intervention could backfire.
I know the gambling industry says that Father Riley entering the campaign is an ace in their pack, but given his stand, the potential conflicts of interest and the fact that he's got the facts absolutely wrong, I see it more as the Joker card.
The pamphlets featuring Father Riley will be delivered to 2 million people. Reverend Bill Cruz says people shouldn't forget the harm that problem gambling causes.
I think what influences people more is when they see their son, their daughter, their brother-in-law, somebody they love, having their lives ruined because they're pouring every cent they can get and con out of everybody else down the stomach of a poker machine.
That's Reverend Bill Cruz ending that report by Michael Atkin.